and so far we have received a half inch of rain this morning. Again, it is currently 62 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on ABC's Good Morning America condemning the prosecutor at the International Criminal Court who is seeking an arrest warrant for Netanyahu and Israel's defense minister for crimes against humanity.
It's not serious. He's out to defame Israel, and he's also pouring gasoline on the fires of anti-Semitism that are spreading around the world.
The ICC is also seeking warrants for three Hamas leaders. Former President Donald Trump is not expected to testify today at his criminal trial. His defense expected to rest today after more testimony from defense witness Robert Costello. President Biden will visit New Hampshire today and announce a major milestone in the implementation of the PACT Act, with 1 million claims generated for veterans who were exposed to burn pits and other toxic conditions in Iraq and Afghanistan. One person was killed, several hurt when a Singapore Airlines flight from London encountered turbulence. This is ABC News. The White House is promising that the head of the FDIC will be out of a job soon after a report on a toxic workplace environment. Martin Gruenberg is expected to step down as soon as a successor is nominated by President Biden. The Slovakian prime minister reportedly doing better days after being shot several times.
Slovakia's prime minister Robert Fico now in stable condition, his life no longer in danger, according to doctors who have been treating him. He has even been communicating after he was struck by four bullets last week, the first major assassination attempt on a European political leader in more than 20 years. The 71-year-old suspect has been identified by prosecutors as a former shopping mall security guard. It's still unclear whether he acted alone. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Volvo's getting ready to hit the road with its first production, fully self-driving big rig. Company plans to roll out 20 this year. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessareallc.com.
Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Did you know there may be a way to stop taking pain meds every day and feel better than you have in years? For over 70 years, the Richland Chiropractic Clinic has specialized in natural, drug-free options to help you find your quality of life again. Our doctors treat patients of all ages and take most insurance plans. Don't have insurance? No problem. We offer a medical discount program for uninsured patients. Need a federal exam for your CDL? We can get that done and keep you on the road. Give us a call at Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211. Let us help you back into your health.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like a very volatile weather situation across the region today, as we've been saying for a couple of days, thanks to a powerful low pressure system, which will travel from Nebraska this morning right up toward northern Minnesota by later tonight, dragging in warm, humid air, lots of wind energy. Looks like all the ingredients are in place for a major severe weather outbreak, especially later this afternoon and this evening. Please be alert, checking the sky and checking for later information, and have a plan to go to safety should some storms develop with very high winds, large hail, and even tornadoes. In fact, this is the type of situation where we can get strong, long-lived tornadoes, so especially dangerous. Rainfall could be at least a half inch, maybe some spots getting an inch, inch and a half through tonight. The heaviest rain may go just to the west and north of our area. Behind this, breezy and cooler tomorrow, but some sun returning. Looks like the next weather system should arrive on Friday. Today's forecast, muggy and turning breezy, occasional showers and thunderstorms. Some could be severe, especially later today. High reaching the low 80s, southeast to south wind of 10 to 20. Storms early tonight, some severe and then drying up and breezy after midnight, low 54. Partly sunny, breezy, and much less humid tomorrow, high 72, west wind 15 to 25. Thursday, mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer again. Low 49 with a high of 79 degrees. The outlook for Friday, cloudy with periods of rain and storms much of the day. Low 54, high 73. Saturday, partly sunny, breezy, and just a bit cooler. Low 49 with a high of 68. Sunday, partly sunny and mild. Low at 48, high 71. And Monday, mostly cloudy with a small chance of showers. Low 53 with a high near 68. You stay safe out there today. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. 62 with cloudy conditions and a few sprinkles. The air is calm, barometer at 29.74. Yesterday's high, 73. We picked up an inch and 0.08. Also, the morning low today was 60 degrees. The record high from May 21st, we go back to 1975, when it was 93 degrees that day. The record low, 27, established in 1957. Last year's extremes, 79 the high, 43 the low. Sunset will happen at 8:25 this evening, and tomorrow morning sunrise time will be at 5:31. 56 one-hundredths of an inch of rain today, and still with a few sprinkles out there, it is 62 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look back at some track results from yesterday, details on the iffy regional matchups for today in area softball, and the Brewers suffered a loss in extra innings last night.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Plenty of track and field results from yesterday. A Division II meet was hosted by Prairie du Chien High School. Lodi won the girls' title with 115 to Dodgeville Mineral Point's 114.5. It was very close, and the boys, it was Lodi 158, Platteville 103. Richland Center finished fifth in the team standings. Let's take a look at some of the individual results. For the Richland Center girls, sophomore Danica Pauls moves on to sectional with a first place in the pole vault with a 10-foot vault. Soleil Ewing is going to be going on to sectional after a first place in the long jump with a 17.01. The junior advances along with junior Madeline Huber, who finished second in shot and second in discus yesterday for the Hornet girls. For River Valley, Gina Klein advances after a third place in the 200, and Anya Sefrud was fourth in that event. Brielle Grant, fourth with a 1600 run, and the RV 4x2 advances after finishing second. Gina Klein, Caitlin Sobranek, Anya Sefrud, and Evelyn Tripolin ran that for the Blackhawks. In boys' results from yesterday, a good contingent from the Richland Center boys' squad will be advancing. Malachi Fretz, first in the 800 with a 1:58.69 time, and first in the 1600 with a time of 4:41.28. Robert Budden was third in the 800, Ryan Stadler fourth with a 3,200 run, and the RC 4x4 was second. Grayson Banker, Robert Budden, Fletcher Harper, and Malachi Fretz. The top four advance to sectionals, or those on the bubble who may have a good enough time or distance that would be qualifying for sectionals. Devin Woodhouse was fifth in the pole vault for the Hornets. Duncan Harper, fifth in long jump. And Teague Perkins will be going on to the sectional after finishing third with the shot put throw. For River Valley, sophomore Aiden Hill was first in the 100 with a time of 11:37, first in the 200 with a 23:14, and he took first place in the 400 with a time of 52:17. Junior Wesley Hatfield advances with a fourth place finish in the 100 and third in the 400. Javin Willey was fifth in the 200 and is on the bubble, and Mason Schulte took fourth in the 1600 and advances to sectional. Yesterday at River Ridge High School, Fenimore was the top women's team with a 201 total. Boscobel was second at 90. Kickapoo LaFarge finished third. Ithaca Weston was sixth. In the boys' rankings, Fenimore was number one. Kickapoo LaFarge finished second. Also for the meet yesterday at River Ridge, some individual results. And again, the top four go to the sectional at Bangor in Division III. Among the first place finishers yesterday was Clayton Lee of Ithaca Weston with a first place in the 3200 and a time of 10:37.58. Clayton Lee was also second in the 1600 with a time of 4:47.51. Landon Thompson was eighth in the 100, Sam Jones 10th in the 400 and in the 800. For the girls from Ithaca Weston, Leah Puig 12th in the 200, Kaylee Peterson first in the 800 run, advances to the next level, and Tristan Peterson fourth in the 100 hurdles. The 4x1 was third. Kaylee Miller, Aubrey Cook, Tristan Peterson, and Kaylee Peterson. The 4x2 finished fourth, also qualifies for the next level. Kaylee Miller, Maggie Kirshner, Bailey Wanless, and Aubrey Cook. And the 4x4 was second. Kaylee Miller, Aubrey Cook, Tristan Peterson, and Kaylee Peterson. The high jump, a personal record for Kaylee Miller with a 5.3. And also advancing to the next level in the long jump, Tristan Peterson was third yesterday, and Aubrey Cook took third in the triple jump. Others from the area that advanced from the River Ridge Regional. For Riverdale's girls, Olivia Meese, third in the 800. It was Mallory Meese, third in the 1600. Gretchen Buchholz took second in the 100-meter hurdles, fourth in high jump, and Kaylee Carter was a second-place finisher with the pole vault yesterday. Others advancing for Riverdale, the 4x1 relay team moves on after their finish yesterday in fourth place. Mary Medina, Kiara Prohaska, Kaylee Carter, and Gretchen Buchholz. And the 4x8 finished fourth. Olivia Meese, Riley Bierce, Jenna Wheaton, and Mallory Meese ran that for the Chieftains. Boys results yesterday. Tim Bailey first in the 100 with a time of 11:10. First in the 200 at 22:37. Noah Arrington was third in the 200. Third in the 400 as well. Drayton Deglow third in shot put yesterday at River Ridge. The WIAA sectionals will be held on Thursday. Most baseball and softball games were canceled yesterday. Cuba City got in a regional girls game against Argyle Blackhawk. They defeated them 12-2, and Baraboo shut out Mauston in baseball 13-0. Games were canceled yesterday, including Richland Center's baseball game at Adams Friendship. That was tentatively rescheduled for today. The Richland Center girls soccer team slated to host Dodgeville Mineral Point this evening. Yesterday's WIAA regional golf action at Prairie du Chien Country Club was moved to Wednesday. That'll start tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock for area golfers. Also today, Riverdale's baseball team is slated to play at Seneca. Ithaca's game with DeSoto was canceled yesterday. They do have a game scheduled tomorrow with Belmont. And WIAA regional softball games today, of course, weather permitting. Lafarge at Ithaca, set to start at 4 this afternoon. Seneca plays at Wunniwak Center, Kickapoo at Brookwood, DeSoto at Hillsboro, and Royal at Pepin Alma. Highland hosts Potosi Cassville. Wazika Steuben is at Judah Albany. And also in Division 4, as mentioned, Cuba City was a winner. They'll play the winner of today's scheduled Riverdale at Boscobel game, Iowa Grant at Fenimore, and Wisconsin Heights at Mineral Point. And in Division 3 today, River Valley set to host Viroqua Youth Initiative, Lancaster at Westfield, Adams Friendship at Dodgeville, and Westby travels to Prairie du Chien. On the state scene, a Campbellsport High School runner can now run in the postseason. Bob Haig has the story.
The WIAA initially ruled Joshua Anwanili ineligible to compete in Monday's Division II track and field regionals in Keough based on a rule involving his parents not living with him. Anwanili's parents live in Africa working as missionaries. After U.S. Representative Glenn Grothman worked with Ghana to document visa troubles with Anwanili's father, the WIAA approved a waiver Friday for the teen sprinter's participation. Anwanili has one of the fastest 100-meter sprint times on record in state history. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network.
On the state scene, the Brewers' bullpen surrendered a 2-1 lead in the bottom of the ninth, then lost the game in the 10th. Monday's 3-2 loss was the third in the last four games for Milwaukee. Andrew Monasterio hit his first home run of the season, and Christian Yelich stole home for the other run. The Brewers cling to a game-and-a-half lead over the Cubs in the National League Central Division. Manager Pat Murphy talked about his starter, Joe Ross, leaving after the first inning.
It affects you a lot when your starter goes one. He had a lower back strain. He was feeling it a little bit before the game, so we knew about it. But then after he had to go run and back up third, it pulled on him again. So he got through the first inning, came out after the first inning, said he wasn't feeling great. He said, I can go back out if you want me to, but I'm not feeling great. I'm not sure I can extend. So we thought it was in the best interest to get him out of there.
And they burned through seven pitchers as a result last night.
Hats off to our bullpen for what they did tonight to get us in that position. That's what you got to think about, like great performances by a bullpen tonight. It's Miguel pitched great, you know what I mean? He gives up a single and a blooper. And, I thought pitched well enough to get the job done.
The same two teams meet tonight with rookie Robert Gasser scheduled to start for Milwaukee. San Diego beat Atlanta 6-5. Atlanta won the nightcap 3-0. The Dodgers 6-4 over Arizona. In the American League, Toronto 9, the White Sox 3, Boston 5-0 over Tampa Bay. Seattle 5, the Yankees 4, Kansas City 8-3 over Detroit, the Angels 9, and Houston 7. Cleveland was a winner over the Mets 3-1. Washington 12, Minnesota 3, St. Louis 6-3 over Baltimore. From the NHL playoffs, Edmonton 3-2 over Vancouver. Minnesota Vikings star wide receiver Justin Jefferson was absent on Monday when the Vikings held their first of 10 allowable organized team activities. According to a person with knowledge of the situation, the chance that the club is not going to make details public. Jefferson's absence comes as the Vikings are working to sign him to a contract extension. And the Packers' 24 NFL schedule isn't a soft one. An analysis by Packers Wire finds the 17 games include 7 games against playoff teams. Of course, Green Bay also was a playoff team last season. Things get tough in weeks 12, 13, and 14 when Coach Matt LaFleur's still young squad faces the 49ers, Dolphins, and Lions. The Packers met 6 teams last season that had made the playoffs the year before, and they finished 3-3 in those games. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Hey, Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
It is a huge week for spring sports playoffs as almost every sport gets its postseason underway. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. More high school sports news after this.
Athletes aren't born. Their success is built through hard work, dedication, and a love for chocolate milk. Chocolate milk is the low-fat, protein-packed recovery drink of choice that elite athletes around the world turn to after their toughest workouts. Looking for a competitive edge? Replenish, rehydrate, and recover with chocolate milk.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
It will be an absolute sprint to the finish as we wrap up the spring sports seasons over the coming weeks, with multiple postseason events nearly every day and championships most weekends. Up first was the start of the softball playoffs, with opening regional action last Thursday, though only a few games were contested. Things really heat up this Tuesday for softball. Track and field regional meets were held earlier this week on Monday, with sectionals Thursday evening around the state, as athletes try to qualify for the WIAA state meet to be held next Friday and Saturday. This week also begins tennis and boys golf postseason play. Last week, we also got the release of the baseball playoff brackets as postseason begins on the diamond on Thursday. In the most recent and final baseball coaches poll, Aquinas moves to the top of the D3 rankings, while Sun Prairie East, Mosinee, and Johnson Creek are again the top-ranked teams in their respective divisions. We're getting down to the end of the inaugural boys and girls lacrosse campaigns. The WIAA announced the playoff seeds and brackets recently as the tournament gets started Thursday for girls and Friday for boys. There are just 2 sectionals for each, with one Key and Nina grabbing the #1 seeds on the boys' side, while the top seeds in girls' lacrosse went to University School and Kettle Moraine Badger. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30 and will feature a quality run of recently fresh cows and 2-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit StateAuction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you. On Memorial Day, we pay tribute to the men and women who laid down their lives in service to our country. Their sacrifice will never be forgotten. This Memorial Day message is made possible by Burnham Lumber, Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, Richland Cattle Center, Jay's Power Center, Richland Family Prescription Center, Muscadet Mini Mart, and Williams Chiropractic.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Fill up with something delicious.
Kick it. I don't need a shrink to tell me what to think. There ain't no missing link in my love life. It's all right. Huh, I ain't that uptight. No, I don't need a psychic, cause I don't really like it when someone tries to tell me just what my future holds. I already know. Your love keeps me alive. You're all I need to survive. I got you by my side. So I'm holding on. I'm feeling strong. Baby, you're the one for all my life. Now I'm holding out. There ain't no doubt I can't live without you all my life. I'm holding.
Of Eagle High School, you did it. Congratulations on your graduation and best wishes for what lies ahead. Good luck from Cardinal Glass CG, Creative Outlet, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Julie Karen State Farm, and by Bailey Paint and Decorating.
It came from a long ride home on the bus in the back, where we learned how to cuss from them high school kids. Throw a punch, take a punch, steal a kiss. Yeah, she had 2 years on me the day I turned 16. I had a Fox Body Mustang, she had a body like a dream. We ran on Young Love, good music, cheap gasoline. Found
find out you can still go too far, even when the tank's on E. My plans, but Daddy said good help was hard to find. I guess I stood her up on too many Friday nights. She ended up in the truck with a buddy of mine. Yeah.
Bobby Shane on WRCO. Oh, good morning. Just past 8:30 on this overcast, inclement day. I don't think we're going to be able to go out for recess here. We have puddles around the WRCO studios. Around 56 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far since midnight. In TV news, the Black Keys, Jelly Roll, Kate Hudson, and Thomas Rhett among the performers on tonight's finale of NBC's The Voice. Other performers include Keith Urban and the season 23 winner Gina Miles. The show will mark the end of its 25th season with special appearances from previous season coaches like Kelly Clarkson, CeeLo Green, along with Jennifer Hudson, Nick Jonas, Adam Levine, Blake Shelton, and Gwen Stefani. That's all a part of a big blockbuster tonight. The Voice goes off for the season. American Idol ended the other night on Sunday night, and it was the last appearance, supposedly anyway, for Judge Katy Perry, who's stepping down as judge. There was a lot of debate there about supposedly Lionel and Blake were, or I should say Lionel and Luke, get my shows mixed up. Lionel Richie and Luke Bryan were feuding over who would be the replacement, and they both came out and said, we have no say in who the replacement is. That's a network thing. So anyway, American Idol will be on for another year, and it sounds like The Voice, too. I think American Idol started before The Voice, but The Voice has got more seasons. So maybe they've done two a year, some of those years, I would guess. The cast and crew of Yellowstone are back at work on the second half of the final season. Paramount Network says production has started in Montana. New episodes will begin streaming in November, 2 years after the first half debuted. Yellowstone was supposed to wrap up last fall, but it was delayed because of the writers and actors' strike. That's making TV news today on WRCO. Stay tuned and win a little bit later on.
You know the color of my coffee, too many t-shirts in my closet that you bought me. At this point, I can't unlearn the things you taught me about myself.
You pick the music when I'm driving. Your mom always takes my side when you fight me. And these days my dog likes you more than he likes me. You can just tell. So what am I supposed to unlisten to every song written? Take you out of every melody. You know
secrets, my demons, and I know your weaknesses, all of your doubts and your dreams. So we can't break up now. No, we can't break up now.
Old Dominion with Megan Maroney. Can't break up now on WRCO Country and Community. It is 8:37. Our trivia question of the day is coming up here in just a little bit. Community conversation on the morning show. We'll talk about the Richland School District coming up during that time today.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right, or it's printed again, free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. As seasons in our lives change, so do our final wishes and plans of how we intend to financially support our final wishes. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are here to assist you in reviewing your current life insurance policies and to assist you in protecting your life insurance policies to fulfill your final wishes. If you do not currently have a written or financial plan in place, we will be glad to assist you in setting up a guaranteed financial plan to fulfill your final wishes, whatever they may be.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Looking for a rewarding job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for multiple hotel housekeeping positions. They have openings for just Sundays, weekends, and part-time positions, offering up to 5 shifts a week. Applicants age 16 and up are welcome to apply. To join the team, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Don't miss out on this chance to work in a beautiful resort setting.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. This Friday and Saturday, Walsh's in Richland Center and Muscadet is having a Memorial Day sale on the Traeger Ironwood 885 wood pellet Wi-Fi grill and smoker. Regular $14.99, on sale for $12.99. Also, buy three grilling season shakers, get one free. Also, many pool and pool accessories are on sale. And Saturday, our Richland Center store will be having a grilling event. So stop in at both stores, and we would like to thank all the veterans for your sacrifice. So we can live free with our loved ones.
Did you know that 86% of people in rural America still use the telephone book? Don't miss your chance to reach them. Get your business listed in the Richland County phone book. Call Henry today at 608-485-1201 and secure your spot before the deadline on May 25th. Don't miss out. Be where your customers are looking. Call now.
Good morning. It is trivia time once again, courtesy of our friends at ET Foods. I welcome you out to see them. They're not fancy, but they're friendly.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Nathan's Angus Beef Franks, 11-ounce package, $3.75. Red Hot Burgers, 32 ounces, 6-count box, $5. Old Wisconsin Natural Case Hot Dogs, 18-ounce package, $7.75. Bockler's Brats, $4 a pound. Dr. Pepper Products, 16-ounce bottles, $4.25. Check out the cheese and produce while you're here. At the Bag Center, Farmer's Special, 30-inch bale wrap, including Sunfilm Gold, $96, with a total of 8 different kinds to choose from. We also carry egg bags and bunker covers. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
All right, trivia time today. The winning answer wins a great prize from ET Foods. We haven't played this brand in a while. Which one of these is not the name of a country song? Country music's had a lot of unique titles over the year. Which one is not the name of a song that we could easily access? First of all, My Dog Left Me for a Truck-Driving Man? Or is it How Come Your Dog Won't Bite Nobody But Me? Or is it C, Want to Be a Blue Light Special in the Kmart of Your Heart? Or is it D, Rockin' the Beer Gut? 608-647-4155. Which of those wacky titles is not the name of a song?
Just had a flashback trip. Failed rich, working for tips. Good times, good friends. Back then, didn't know how good we had it. In a rush to grow up fast. Quick blink, and here I am. The city streets closing in on me. My need to breathe's got me reaching for my Chevy keys to get these. Blacktop, backdrop, nothing but blue sky. Dirt road, windows down, let the radio rewind. Get lost in the feeling, get found in the freedom. Unplug, unwind, untie the vines that hold me down. Get grounded. Wheels off, blacktop. We get so busy sometimes. We feel like ships in the night. But I miss your love, yeah. I miss your touch, yeah. Girl, hop up in my ride and we can go and find and get these. Wheels off, blacktop, backdrop, nothing but blue sky. Dirt road, windows down, let the radio rewind. Get lost in the feeling, get found in the freedom. I'm plugging wine. Wheels off, blacktop.
nothing but blue skies.
Don Amaro on WRCO. We have found our winner. Congratulations to Brian Olson. He's a resident expert on country song titles over the years, and he knew that the very first one, A, was not the name of a real country song. My dog left me for a truck-driving man. Although it could be. I mean, we could probably write that. But anyway, the others, How Come Your Dog Won't Bite Nobody But Me. Actually, Mel Tillis recorded that. Want to Be a Blue Light Special in the Kmart of Your Heart? Kenny Fiedler and others recorded that one as well. Rockin' the Beer Gut was done by the Trailer Choir not too many years ago. So those are all legitimate titles. Yeah, and in fact, I've sung a few of those over the years. I've had the opportunity to, but some other classics include She Got the Gold Mine, I Got the Shaft, of course. Flush from the Bathroom of Your Heart, the one before was Jerry Reed, and Johnny Cash famously recorded that one in concert. She's Acting Single, I'm Drinking Doubles, that was, yeah, a very popular one. I'm Gonna Hire a Wino to Decorate Our Home, yeah, David Frizzell. So, yeah, there have been a few wacky ones over the years. I remember my dad had this collection of 78s, and there were quite a few in there that never made it, you know, and there were quite a few in there that were just, I remember one, Am I Still P-A-R-T of Your H-E-A-R-T? Say It's True and I'll Come Back to Y-O-U. Now, I mean, it should have been a number one. Oh, well, Bobby Bear did this famous one.
Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over end, neither left nor to right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. Make me, oh, make me, Lord, more than I am. Make me a piece in your master game plan. Free from the earthly tempestion below. I've got the will, Lord, if you got the tow. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over end, neither left nor to right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. Bring on the brothers who've gone on before, and all of the sisters who've knocked on your door. All the departed dear loved ones of mine, and stick them up front in the offensive line. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over end, neither left nor to right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over end, neither left nor to right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. Yeah, drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over end, neither left nor right.
Bobby Bear is classic and one of the wacky titles of all time. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. Oh, yes. And dropkick is not really a famous thing anymore either, right? It happens once every, like, 20 years. Somebody will try to dropkick one in football. Anyway, we'll be back with some more notes on today as we head toward 9 and a severe weather day. Be ready. We'll keep you posted here from WRCO and Tony Schumacher and the National Weather Service. They'll be looking out for us as well and keeping us updated on anything that might be moving through. We're headed toward a high of 82 later. It's 62 degrees.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
U.S. Cellular new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What are you paying for home internet? It's time to save and head to your nearest local U.S. Cellular store. See us in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
May is Beef Month at Richland Locker. Sink your teeth into our mouth-watering deals on beef and more. From juicy steaks to savory roasts, we've got your cravings covered. Swing by our store in downtown Richland Center and savor the taste of quality beef all month long. Don't miss out on these delicious savings.
9 minutes before 9 here at WRCO Radio. We're moving and grooving here this morning, and we're getting to work here. And something bit Joanne, so hopefully it wasn't a rattlesnake. Anyway, this is Randy Travis.
Well, I've heard those city singers singing about how they can love deeper than the oceans, higher than the stars above. Well, I come from the country and I know I ain't seen it all, but I heard that ocean salty and the stars they sometimes fall, and that would not do justice to the way I feel for you. So I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. From the back roads to the Broadway shows, with a million miles between, there's at least a million love songs that people love to sing, and everyone is different, everyone's the same, and this is just another way of saying the same thing. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on the springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on the springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill.
Happy Trails Time coming up from WRCO Radio. Here is Tim McGraw.
Now I ain't saying the mill ladies don't know what they do. And I've been in love with New York City a time or two. I had some Seattle coffee, some Chicago wind, some Kansas wheat fields I'd love to see again. But the fireflies play where the cattails grow, and them southern girls, they talk nice and slow with kisses sweeter than Tupelo, honey. Little bit crazy like New Orleans, Memphis blue and Daytona sunny, soft as cotton and some cut off jeans. Southern girl, a Southern girl's mama probably taught her how a lady should act. But a Southern girl's probably got a barn somewhere out back. She'll get a little hay. She's been caught in the rain and washed in the blood. Like cherries in a coat, takes a little sip, comes over to me with them summer lips and them kisses sweeter than Tupelo, honey. Little bit crazy like New Orleans, Memphis blue and Daytona sunny, soft as cotton and some good. Don't you know? Ain't nothing in the whole wide world like a Southern girl. When the stars come out, well then fellas, come on, you know what I'm talking about. Kisses sweeter than Tupelo, honey. Little bit crazy like New Orleans, Memphis blue and Daytona sunny, soft as cotton and some jeans. Don't you know? Ain't nothing.
This is Phil Meehan. I hope all your trails are happy. Until we talk again later from WRCO-FM and Richland Center. News this hour is sponsored by the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, along with video games.